We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
The 8th of March is International Women's Day, but here on The Mixed Breakfast, we're celebrating this entire week. We've had some amazing women in uniform come and join us on the show, gang.
Women in power in general.
Mm-mm.
And today, we have two, not one, huh? We got two special power women with us, lah. Yeah.
Yes, we have from Zurich, Malaysia, Iris Dang, COO of Property and Casualty for Zurich General Insurance Malaysia Berhad, and also Fatiha Mustafa, Authorized Representative of Zurich Takaful Malaysia Berhad.
Hello, ladies. First and foremost, thank you for making this campaign come alive.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for your sponsorship, we would just be in the studio. That's it.
Thanks, Ardy.
Are you guys nervous to be on radio?
Kind of.
It's okay, though. You guys are insured, right?
That's true. Okay, so maybe you could start off by telling us about how long the two of you have actually been in the insurance industry and how did you guys get started? Iris, we'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. I've been in insurance short of 9 years, so pretty junior in terms of when you compare to the veterans.
But not bad. Your climb to the COO position in 9 years is impressive.
Well, I think that the organization gives a lot of opportunities. Yeah, so there are opportunities for you to pursue what you want to do. Yeah.
Is there a particular reason why you chose insurance? Did something prompt you, or was it something you were just interested in as a child?
Definitely not something I was interested in as a child. No clue what it was. But it wasn't so much the industry that I was looking for. It was just more of the hiring manager. When he hired me, he shared the transformation vision that he had. And I kind of bought onto that and joined the team. So ever since then, it's been a good transformation journey, seeing the organization move from low ranking in the industry till today we're number 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Fatiha, like, what made you want to be in insurance?
So I am an accounting graduate.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay.
So back in my age, those days, so there's one place I want to go, which is a financial institution.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got in one of the foreign bank, which they have a window of takaful. So that's how I started and being in the industry. So, and I feel that being in insurance and takaful is much more, I'm being biased now, but much more interesting than being in banking. So that's why I stay for 15 years now.
Well done.
15 years.
15 years.
We're speaking to Iris and Fatiha from Zurich, Malaysia. Our project this week is celebrating International Women's Day, which is happening today. We got more questions for you, especially like, what is the male-female ratio like at Zurich, Malaysia? And how can we get more women to become CEOs?
How's the ratio like in the insurance industry? Is it also male-dominated? So that's my first part of the question. If it is it more difficult as a woman to be in this industry?
So I would say that it is quite balanced. At least in Zurich, Malaysia, we're quite balanced. We are at 60-40.
But 60 females.
Yes, 60 females. Not 60
so
males.
It's predominantly female.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the challenges that we saw is that as it climbs further up to the leadership role, then it like a bit opposite, which is 40-60, around 40% female and 60%.
Okay.
Maybe Iris, if you want to add anything.
As you move up, we do see like slightly lesser representation of women in the leadership team or, you know, in decision-making roles, for example. And there are various factors for that. It could be, like she said, it could be interests of women in the industry, or it could be family commitments.
Right.
It could be also organization creating the opportunity or a level playing field for women as well to pursue their ambitions. Yeah.
Okay, so as two women who are in the industry, what do you think that, not just your organization, but, you know, organizations all over the world, what do you think organizations can actually do to encourage women to want to take on these leadership roles?
I think the organization has to be very intentional. It's not, by the way, let's just do this for International Women's Day in March and that's it, right? It's a long-term plan, and the organization needs to create an inclusive environment and a level playing field that will then empower individuals who want to, you know, unlock their leadership potential. So you have to create that environment, be it policies, be it being intentional in engaging your people. So there are multi-factors, and it's not just an overnight thing and just one month in a year.
Right. It's the 8th of March. It's International Women's Day. Our project this entire week was inviting these incredible women to join us on the show and share about how they struggled through and how they made it to the top. We've got Iris and Fatia with us from Zurich, Malaysia. What were some of the obstacles that you would be facing, La, as a woman when it comes to being in the insurance industry? And also, I just wanted to know, like, were there any obstacles along the way? And this one could be maybe part of your personal journey or how you see women rising up the ranks in general.
I think it's quite hard to pinpoint an obstacle because Zurich Group is actually generally really diverse, yeah, and really being intentional in developing its people. So I wouldn't say there was a particular obstacle per se. In fact, the opportunity is there, is whether you want to pursue it, whether you want to invest your time in it, and whether you want to make the difference.
I think we just have to be aware of it and try to do it as you know, as good as we can, and okay, sera sera, whatever will be.
Exactly, right?
Is there any message that the both of you have to aspiring women out there, or maybe even women in Zurich, Malaysia, the organization listening to this? What message do you want to say?
I think one phrase that sticks to me in Zurich is care for what matters. So if something matters to you, you would care for it. And if inspiring inclusion matters to you, you would do something about it. So I think for this International Women's Day, there are a few things we could do. And what matters today is we should celebrate the inspiring women out there who have paved the way or inspire us. We should embrace our differences because we are definitely different. Recognize the contributions that we all can bring, the unique ones that we could bring, right? And also, as women ourselves, to be inspired to be included rather than wait to be included, right? Inspired to be included and recognize the value that we could bring so that we could create a brighter future together.
We really believe in care for what matters. We think that is a very powerful statement, right? In Zurich, we really believe in that. Things that matters to each and every one of us are different, but it matters, right? And the other part is that, you know, you just have to do it. If it matters, then you have to do it. And I will again say it's que sera sera. So it's one thing that for all the women, we sometimes are very, we think a lot, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, you just have to know, like, you know, just do it and enjoy it.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD and Frame.